The Islamist movement known as the Muslim Brotherhood is associated most closely with Egypt, but it has branches across the Middle East. And Frank Gaffney, a security analyst who has President Trump's ear, says the Brotherhood is engaged in conspiracy in the U.S. too.
A form of warfare that employs manipulative financial techniques, infiltration of our civil institutions and government.
That's Frank Gaffney in a video titled The Muslim Brotherhood in America, The Enemy Within. NPR's Tom Gelton reports on what those allegations mean for Muslim American institutions.
The Dar al-Hijra Mosque in Falls Church, Virginia, is one of the many in America whose founders included young men involved in the Muslim Brotherhood. Many were students from Middle Eastern countries who came to the U.S. in the 60s and 70s. It was a time of activism in their homelands, as it also was in the West. Hussein Gol is a longtime member at Dar al-Hijra. Some people he knew back in those early days, he says, faced persecution in their home countries because of their ties to Islamist organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood.
They were helped even by our State Department. They give him a sanctuary to come here from the political prosecution.
We ask Allah's peace and blessings on them and their families.
The imam leading the prayers this day is Jahari Abdul Malik. He was born here, but he says he met many of these Muslim immigrants during his own college days.
When they realized that they weren't going home, they built new entities in America that would incorporate those values that they had, and at the same time, lobby to make sure that America continued to be the ally of Muslims in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East.
They wanted Muslims here to stay faithful to Islam, to have places to congregate and worship. And Hussein Gol recalls they wanted to organize those early Muslim immigrants politically.
As a fellow Muslim, we worked together to establish institution that would help our community to teach them about democracy and how the democracy works and how to be engaged in a civic work.
One institution established back then, the Muslim American Society, acknowledges its ties to the Brotherhood, the Ikhwan in Arabic. A statement on its website says many immigrant organizations would likely have had some founders who had some involvement or even membership in the Ikhwan. Some of those early Brotherhood members are still around, but Abdul Malik, the imam at Dar al-Hijra, says they're not likely to have much to say about that time.
If you ask them today, are most of the organizations that were established by you guys rooted in the ideologies of your student movement from back home? Mostly, not at all, or I don't want to answer that question. Most of them, I don't want to answer the question.
It's understandable. A bill pending in Congress would call for the Muslim Brotherhood to be designated a foreign terrorist organization. That could have legal implications for institutions with direct ties to it. Here in the U.S., what remains of the organization is shrouded in mystery.
I've been studying the Brotherhood for 15 years. I maybe understand 10% of how it really works.
Lorenzo Vedino directs the program on extremism at George Washington University. He says much of what is known about the Muslim Brotherhood's activities in the U.S. has come from investigations of U.S. groups or individuals with ties to Hamas or other Islamist groups overseas.
The interviews, the internal documents show a financial network also in the U.S., which is humongous. Clearly linked to the Brotherhood abroad, to different branches of the Brotherhood, and so on.
For Muslim American leaders, the risk in not answering questions about what the Brotherhood actually did and stood for in America is that it leaves the story largely to those who portray the Brotherhood in exaggerated conspiratorial terms. That makes it harder to separate suspicious financial links from benign ones.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Al-Fateh Academy is an Islamic school in Western Virginia, serving elementary and middle school students with a goal to nurture a Muslim American identity. Here, third graders are learning Arabic. There are today more than 270 full-time Islamic schools in the United States. Al-Fateh is independent, but half of the schools are connected to a local mosque, some of which were established with Muslim Brotherhood support. Afifa Saeed is one of the founders of Al-Fateh Academy. Previously, she worked for the U.S. government in Afghanistan. She's heard the charges about Islamic institutions in the U.S. serving as fronts for the Muslim Brotherhood and sees them as far-fetched.
The American Muslim experience has been so organic, so connected to community, that it's hard to be able to say, well, this has been a very strategic, planned-out effort of any organization. And I say that because I've been through so many of these institutions.
Saeed's parents were among those early Muslim immigrants. That generation, she says, did establish many Muslim institutions here. So what, she would say.
That process is parallel to every other group that's come here. Like the Catholics built their schools, they built their churches, their institutions, they created their organizations. The Jewish community did the same. I think we're just following along those same natural progression.
And part of that progression in those other cases meant dealing with suspicion about loyalties and overseas ties. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.